What's going on, people? This is Krishna.
And Josh.
And welcome back to the Mahar, episode 2 of the podcast. We just want to say thank you very much for a great response that you guys gave us last week. We're
yes.
on multiple platforms. We're on YouTube and we're on Apple. And I think there's one
yeah,
more.
Yeah, so we're on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts,
we're on
yeah.
TuneIn. We're on podcast.com, which is our provider for the podcasts on audio. We're also on Pocket Casts. Yeah, we're on a few different platforms. You can find them linked in the show notes on whichever platform you're on. So if you find another platform that might be useful to you, because of course we want to try and be on Android as well. So Pocket yep. Casts for Android.
I guess not. YouTube is
stuff.
Always like, you know, not always accessible.
Yeah, not everyone's, you know, if people want to listen in audio form. We may also do it in the future where you can download it so you can just put it on your device. Mm-hmm. But we'll look into that at some point. But yeah, all the included information you need is in the show notes down below and the description, of course, on YouTube, if you're on mm-hmm. YouTube. But so today's episode is a bit of a sad one in a way, because the news that we're going to be projecting today is quite a lot of sad news. It's about companies going bust and shootings in Las Vegas. So
yes.
It's you know, it's two different places on the spectrum, but they're both sad news is because, of course, people are affected in both situations. I think we're going to start at the top of the item with the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah, I mean, that was absolutely dreadful. I mean, I remember hearing about that as soon as I woke up for uni. And at first, I mean, it was still bad, but it was still, I'm going to say decent, because the death tolls were really low and the wounded was really low. I think when I woke up and I heard it was like 10 people were dead, still very bad.
As of the moment, I think it's 51 or 52
58.
People. 58, okay, 58. It's gone up since then.
And 500 people injured.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know that was about,
so,
yeah.
And then later on in the day, I found out, and it was risen to about fucking 50 people. Like, oh my goodness, 50 people.
I know. And from what we can gather so far is that there's no motive yet to why he's done it.
Now, there are articles on the internet. I don't know how true or false this is, but ISIS
a lot of fake news
it.
Is floating at
problem
the moment.
The problem is, you don't really know where this is coming from.
This is
ISIS
why
are
fake
claiming everything.
This is why fake news is a bad thing. I don't think ISIS have claimed it yet.
They have, yeah.
Mm, you know something? It's like me saying, do you know what? I'm going to claim Krishna. There, done.
I don't think that works.
Think about it. It's going back to the proof last episode. We were saying about plagiarism. Like, you got evidence that you've done something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Remember when we said about Pakistan
yeah.
saying that India's done
Where's
this?
Where's the proof that they did it? And apparently yeah. the shooter was, he converted to Islam a few months ago and he did it. But then again,
there's no evidence to prove it.
There's no information, exactly. I'm sure there would have been something in his hotel room or something in his apartment. I haven't really researched too much of it, so I don't really know much about the killer. But
I mean, this is all still very, very new news. It's literally this happened Sunday
yeah,
night, right?
Yeah, and it's still
or Sunday in the Sunday. So I'm not sure what time it was in Las Vegas it happened, but I know it happened Sunday.
Yeah, during a country music festival thing.
Yes.
And did you see the video of it happening?
I haven't seen the video.
Absolutely, it was
but
terrifying.
I know from the news report, because I saw them live last night on BBC News. They showed that you could see in the background of the how do you pronounce it, the Mandalay Bay Hotel. You can see where the two holes have been smashed in the glass.
Yeah, for the
so you could see which rooms he was well room space he was in, and that's the worst part about it. He had a really good vantage point. In
he had
it.
A very good and. It's scary, actually. I mean, you should probably watch this later if you want, but someone recorded... Because someone recorded the festival, as people do,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, there was the singer... What was the singer's name on stage?
I can't remember,
but apparently he's under cardiac arrest.
Oh, dear.
The singer that was on stage. I'm not sure of the name of the singer.
But anyway, he had he had his Snapchat up, and he was recording the festival. And all of a sudden, you just hear one bang, like a gunshot. And then everyone just stops. Like, the singer stopped, the audience member stopped. I'm
yeah,
surprised
the
they heard
the singer, literally, after the first few shots you could hear, I saw that bit of the video where he literally just dashed off stage, like, panicking like mad.
Yeah, he must have realised. And then all of a sudden, you just hear bang, 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 and audience are running, and you can hear gunshots, like, flying, like, left, right, and centre. It was insane. Absolutely insane.
According to BBC News, we've got the summary that they do, like what we know so far kind of thing. So we've got all of the bits to talk about. They did say here that the so-called Islamic State group said that it was beyond attack, but the attacker had converted to Islam 7 months ago, although they never offered any evidence. Which, you know something, we're going back to this, or like you can't believe something without a bit of evidence. It's like me and Krishna, like, doing courses, like, you know, or anyone who does a university course, you know, got back up with referencing and bibliography.
Exactly.
ISIS have got no clue about that, obviously.
So the
and
killer...
it also said that the FBI said they found no connection with international terrorism between the guy.
Yeah,
we're not going to say the guy's name because we're not like we don't want a new name and shame or anything, but we just don't want to give him any
credit.
Any credit. Because he doesn't deserve
it. He killed himself, right? I think he did.
He did. But before that, he was worried that people were going to find him in the room. So he installed, I think, 4 to 5 different cameras around the room. One facing by the door and 2 facing out the window.
It's insane. He was literally really prepared. You know, I'm really surprised because the hotel he was staying at, it's no travel lodge, is it?
Like, oh, no, it's no travel lodge.
This hotel, it's a very, very famous hotel. And yeah. I'm surprised he
got away
with
this.
Put it this
way, his room was like 35,000, in the 35,000 region number.
Crazy.
I think his room was like 35588 or something like that. I'm not too sure of the number. They said on I think it's on the news report I read from another outlet, but doesn't really matter too much. That room's obviously going to be now closed for months. No one's going to be staying in that hotel.
It's crazy. I wonder if they evacuated the hotel. I wonder if they did all that.
Yeah, and according to the BBC News, they've done a tally of the worst massacres that have happened in the United States since 1991. And
Vegas is number one.
Yeah, number one now. At the bottom was Colorado, Texas, California, Texas again, Sandy Hook, which obviously a lot of people...
That's quite famous,
really,
people know about that.
Yeah, a lot of people... and obviously we had, like, you know, InfoWars with that crappy guy. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
The one who said that Sandy Hook was a lie.
Oh, yeah, they are conspiracy
theories.
That guy. They are conspiracy
But I think they're all fake, obviously. I'm gonna be straight out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
What would families fake losing their, you know, their children? That's just disgusting. Virginia, and then we have Florida in Orlando. Obviously, that was the one in the club.
The nightclub,
which was really nasty. That was 49, so we're 10 up on the last one that happened last year, which is really, really horrible it is. This is all coming from the FBI and the Las Vegas police, all this of information. And also people was quick to kind of like jump on Donald Trump, actually, which I think was really uncalled for. Because if you're going to hit him in the right place, you got to hit him when he says something wrong, not when he says something right.
Well, yeah, this is the thing that
doesn't make sense.
I don't think he worded it in any wrong way. I think people are sensitive because he didn't use the word terrorism. But you see, the word terrorism, see, I'm a bit sceptical on it myself. Because when I imagine terrorist or terrorism, I imagine like an organisation. Now, does that necessarily mean you have to be part of an organisation? Or do you have to be a solo rogue killer to be a terrorist? You see, this is the thing that I'm just a bit...
Yeah. People were saying it was a miracle that somehow so many people died or something like that. And like a few people on YouTube, big stars like I can't remember her name, Tana Margul or something. I can't think of her name. But like people were basically like saying that Trump was saying, oh, it's a miracle, this and the other. But they obviously switched off halfway through the speech, because if you get a little bit further down, he goes, it's a miracle, you know, that the police officers and, you know, the police force of Las Vegas were quick to respond.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, though?
And the thing is, though, like I say, people only watched up to the point where he was saying, like, it was a miracle that, you know, this amount of people died and not many more people. But that's the point, like... If you're gonna call somebody out, you gotta have the right evidence.
Mm.
Like obviously they took it as cutthroat. They didn't read it from what it was. I mean the way that all this happened. It says here it happened at
11:15 at night.
Yeah, it was quite late at night. But anyway, as far as we know though. At the moment, we don't know any more about the story. There's no more information about motives. The story on BBC News hasn't been updated since yesterday. So, as far as things go, there are nothing new.
I guess they're still being investigated anyway. So
I mean, the last thing that we know of was Trump saying, you know, my warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and the families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you. And one of the things that is actually currently happening right now is that they are they're getting the girlfriend of the guy in she's flying in from Manila today. Oh. I think she's flown in just today. It says something on here in one of the other stories. Yeah, the killer's girlfriend heads to the United States. We're not going to say her name as well because it's not fair to her, because she's currently in investigation.
She looks Samoan and she's not fit as well. She's ugly.
Whoa, that's possibly a bit cool, but okay. So according to this, she's coming in from the Philippines, and Tuesday night, so last night, she's been met by federal agents, because obviously she was connected to him not long ago.
Yeah, she's going to get interrogated like that tomorrow.
Yeah, but at the moment they're saying in their current investigation, she's not a person of interest to them. Well, no, I think she's a personal person of interest, but she's not somebody who they think is connected to him personally. They just believe that this is where they get the information from.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's all really sad it is that what's happened so far. We may update this story next week's episode.
Yep, there might be more information. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised in the future, like a few months down the line, there's going to be conspiracy theories on this news article. That's bound to happen.
There's going to be all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's really sad, all these things that, you know, happen all the time. I mean,
and America really need to fix something on the gun laws, you know?
Yes, I mean,
I don't know how long it will take for them to realise that.
Without getting too political, I just believe that they've got to do something about their gun laws. I mean, look at
it's not even political. It's just
look in the UK,
sense.
How many attacks we have, and like not all of them contain guns as well.
Very rare. Gun crime is increasing to an extent, but that's with gangs and stuff. But in terms of things like this. In America, it's very rare.
It is very rare. So, I mean, like, give us your view, guys. If you're on YouTube, comment down below. If you're on another platform, be sure to send us a tweet at @KLMYTOfficial. We'll be able to hear what you have to say. Very sad. And, like, obviously, from me and Christian, we'd like to extend our condolences to the families affected. Depending on whether they listen or not, I doubt it.
Just generally speaking.
Just our condolences. And obviously we can't say like it's going to get better yet, but what can I say?
But either way, moving on to the next article, which in one sense is kind of, well, it's not funny, but it's not like the Vegas one at all. So, you know, I didn't even realise this place existed.
Company existed.
Whatever the bloody thing is called. Monarch, what is it, Monarch?
Yeah, they're called Monarch Airways. Hilarious. They're basically like, no, they're like Ryanair. They're a low-cost airline. They've been going for about, I think they've been going for just as long as Ryanair have been going for.
So get this right, they've got 100,000 people.
110,000 people abroad.
Abroad who have probably booked tickets to come back with this airline.
They are being flown back.
Well, they should be. I mean, I would be very surprised.
Of course they are,
They're not going to live there, are they, Josh?
No, I said it was on the news last night, they're all being flown back at the moment. But people who've got their flights right now, they're not sure what they're going to be able to do. And that's the problem, because, you know, what's happened, basically... For those who don't know, if you've ever heard of the, you know, when you watch the adverts for like the TV commercials of the airlines, and they say at the end, Atoll Protected.
Mm.
Okay, so for those who don't know what Atoll Protected means, it basically means that if the company goes collapse, it ensures that holidaymakers aren't stranded, basically. So it's basically your backup plan if anything goes wrong with your company.
Mm.
So let's just say, Krishna, you've gone abroad on a beautiful holiday to Dubai, maybe, I don't know. You've gone with Emirates Airways, and you're about to get on your plane to go back, and you've just been told, well, maybe you've been told just before, that the company is going into administration.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
And you're just like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Well, obviously, for the case of this example, you wouldn't get to the airport that far. You would have known a bit earlier than that, probably. You'd have been told probably before you even left the hotel. So what they're going to do is, at the moment, they're obviously going to be doing flying only, getting people back. And one of the problems that they was having with their company, which was the package holiday section as well, it says it was protected by Atoll scheme, but those who booked flights only are not protected. So if you booked a holiday with Monarch, then you're in the clear. But if you didn't, you're in the shitter. But you're going to be getting home either way. So as far as we know... with the story, it doesn't say anything about you know, how they're going to get stuff back at the moment, but at the moment I think refunds are going to be transferred Atoll company that does all this stuff that protects protects the money back and stuff like that. They're going to be sorting something out, because obviously they was still involved with the company up until it was until their license expired, and I believe that the Monarch have been in a bit of a shithole for a little while now, so not really much we can do about it. But yeah, I mean, this is actually a really big deal at the moment, because when you look at companies that have gone bust in the last maybe like 20, 30 years, not many companies have left the airline business in the last few years.
No, this is kind of a...
I mean, Thomas Cook was really in the red a few years ago, but nothing compared to what's happened here with Monarch Airlines, and it just kind of perpetuates the question, like, how safe are you going abroad with certain companies?
So this is why I'm going to always stick with, like, British Airways or, like, Emirates, because you know they're not going to close down or do anything
or
crazy.
Ryanair's fine.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that these smaller companies are not to be trusted, of course.
I mean, Monarch ain't that small, isn't it? It's the fifth biggest UK airline.
That's crazy still. I mean, that is still pretty big. And
as far as I know, yeah.
I mean, that is insane. I mean, I don't know what I'll do in that situation. I'll probably just cry.
Oh dear. Krishna, we're crying everywhere. Oh, bless you.
But guys, thank you very much. This is, we're only going to do two articles today, so if we're thinking of anything small to talk about, but I don't know about
that. Yeah, I'd say just talking of small things, a bit of an update on a few things, I guess. I don't think anything's changed with the last few stories in the last few weeks. Trump hasn't said anything new, neither has North Korea. I think, like, a lot of things that have just been happening the last few days have really kind of put, like, a lot of the big stuff that are happening right now on the back burner.
Although Trump did say that his Secretary of State is wasting his time negotiating with Rocket Man. That is a proper quote-unquote. So, yeah, interesting. But again, it's all just small words and small talk to each other, so nothing major has really escalated.
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, other things at the moment that have been happening. According to this, yesterday, Yahoo had a breach hit of all accounts back in 2013. That's not very good to hear.
That's not good at all.
Oh, and actually, good news. Uber are actually, I think Uber are on the front of fixing their tie with London. I believe that the CEO, the new CEO that was just put in recently, well, I say put in recently, he was, I think, sworn in recently. Makes sound like he's a president or something. Well, I guess you could call that in the company. But CEO, he flew in, I believe, last week. Or he flew in last week, or he's flying in the next few days to speak with Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, and TfL to come to a resolve where they can sort out the differences and get Uber back on the streets in London. Because let's be honest here, loads of people's livelihoods are based around Uber now, aren't they, in London?
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you think of public transport in London, you know, when you're having a hard time and you just want to get somewhere from A to B, Uber's useful for that reason, isn't it?
Yeah, but to be fair, it's London. I mean, the fact that you're driving in London just is... Like, but I've been in London traffic. I mean,
let's be honest here, though. Who would you more trust, though?
Underground. I mean,
between, like, if you say, like, a black cab or with Uber.
Well, I mean, Uber, obviously, because they're, like, you know, they're
they're reputable
company.
Pricing.
But... in terms of travelling, the idea of taking a cab. Unless if it's like in a small area, like a little town or something, then it's fine.
Well, that defeats the object of Uber then.
But yeah, but like travelling...
I mean, you took Uber with me in Birmingham, it's fine.
Yeah, that's Birmingham. Birmingham's all right, but London, it's like, oh God, terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as things go though, it should be getting better soon, it should. And also another front of things, Amazon have released some new Echo devices, which actually look really cool. Have you seen them before, Krishna? The Echo devices.
No, but they look. You know, oh wait, no, I have. Yeah, you were thinking of buying them, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I bought one before, but I never kept it. I didn't in the end because the first one that they released had a bit of problems with the signal
glitches. Yeah. They got another one coming out.
So they've got a new new Echo and Echo Plus. So the Echo Plus is now with the size of the original Echo, and the new Echo is a bit smaller now, and it's actually got a sort of texture finish which has similarities to the Google Home, which has like the bottom base, you can swap it out and stuff. But this one, it comes in like certain fabrics, and we can have it in oak finish. Ooh, that looks pretty good. They've got the Echo Show, which
we can put the article for the Echo in the description, so you can check that out.
Well, yeah, we'll put the information that from BBC News about it, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the technology that this is getting better. It's getting much more exciting. It's coming out on October 31st, Halloween. Yeah, get your spooky on, guys. Get your Echo in the house.
Absolutely.
That'll spook someone.
Yeah.
Like, answer the door. How could I help you? Have the Echo at
but
the
guys,
door.
But guys, thank you very much for watching this. Well, not watching. Listening to this podcast.
If you're listening to it as well as watching it on YouTube.
Or watching it on YouTube. Exactly. We'll be around for episode 3, which will be out next week. I hope you have enjoyed this. Quite a depressing news day today with murders and companies going bankrupt. Probably not the best thing to talk about, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's the news.
But from myself and Josh, we'll catch you in another podcast, which will be out this week.
Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, all the other ones that we have linked. And like on YouTube as well, and share this with your friends.
Hit the bell button on YouTube, because
notifications
is always messed up.
And of course, if you're on YouTube, you can check out the other videos on the end card at the moment, probably right now.
And yeah, from myself and Josh, we'll catch you later. Peace out.
Peace out.